News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All that and a whole lot more heading your way on a Tuesday morning. 40 now at our studios, heading for 55 for our high. More from Doc coming up right after Kane with traffic on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. For the StoneArmsInc.com Traffic Center, perfect start to the day. Mobile Police Department just cleared one accident they had just off the interstate. I-10 eastbound between Range Line and 65, but no delays there now. And if you're traveling downtown from the tunnels across to Bayway and the Causeway, it's a perfect start on the way in. Host a Mardi Gras parade party from your own private balcony on Royal Street. Connected to the Battle House Hotel, these garage balconies offer great views of the parades and are ideal for catching plenty of throws. Just call 338-5441. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect cloudy skies this morning, then becoming partly cloudy this afternoon with temperatures in the lower 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-30s, and then tomorrow, sunny and warmer with afternoon temperatures in the lower 60s. Visit meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Feel like you can't afford to sell your home? Jason Wells' Buyer Premium Listing Program cuts the commission rate in half. That's a total fee of just 3%. Call me, Jason Will, with JWRE at 333-4700. That's 333-4700 or online at jasonwillsellit.com.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
106.5.
106.5.
All right, clouds hanging around again this morning. 40 at our studios. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams will walk us through some sunshine in the mix. And also rain by the weekend. He'll do that around 6:35. Also coming up this morning, Quinn Hillier joins us a little after 8 o'clock. Lots to talk about out of Washington and really lots to talk about out of Montgomery yesterday as it was Inauguration Day. I'm here to report, sad to report, no Clyde, no Henrietta in the parade yesterday.
Maybe they were in the buffet line.
Like how? Like in the line or were they...
You know what I mean.
Which side of the tablecloth were they?
Or right they there? Were not happy and everybody else was happy.
Were they the guest of honor, huh? So yesterday, Inauguration Day in Montgomery, and we'll get to some of those clips coming up in just a little bit. Now let's check headlines. Here's Kelly Findlay.
Well, I can't believe you skirted past the obvious, because I saw your tweet. I don't know what I was doing yesterday with Governor Bentley there.
And well, we'll get to the Bentley. So there, and the picture, let me say this. The picture, out of all the pictures, Jeff Poor was putting up some good pictures. Sean Ross from Yellowhammer News had good pictures of what was going on as they were getting started with the inauguration. The one that gets me is you take this shot, and there's you can see Governor Siegelman there, and I think Governor Folsom, and it's, you can't see far enough over to see Riley. But you see Bentley there, and he's on the phone. He's on the phone. Stop. And he's on the phone. And the caption contest that turned out yesterday on Twitter of... what former Dr. Governor Bentley was saying on the phone, who he might have been talking to and checking in with.
Oh boy.
No, I'm here. No, I promise you, I'm here. I'm here. You can look, I'm right. You want to talk to Siegelman? He's right here. I promise you, Rebecca, I'm here.
It looked very chilly, and I say that for more than one reason.
What? Why? Okay, we'll get into that at 8 o'clock. But why? Bentley, why? I know you had the right to be there. That didn't mean you should have been there yesterday.
There you have it. All right. It is 6:09 on your Tuesday morning. Good morning, everyone. A hunting accident turns deadly after an 11-year-old child dies in Dallas County. This happened on Sunday. Child is from Tuscaloosa. The shooting happened at a shooting house in Orville. The coroner does confirm that the child, his sister, and other family members and friends were hunting on land that the family leases for hunting. Well, the group split up and the child was able to get into that ground level shooting house alone around 2 p.m. As it began to get dark, the older sister went to look for her brother. Eventually, she found him unresponsive in that same house. Investigators believe that this child died from a result of a single gunshot wound to the head. A coroner says his rifle was in there with him. He was not a novice. He had hunted before. And the coroner believes the shooting was an accident. The death now remains under investigation by the Dallas County Sheriff's Office and the Alabama Department of Fish and Wildlife. The child's body has been taken to the Alabama Department of Forensic Sciences in Montgomery for autopsy. And as you can tell, we are not revealing his name thus far. Authorities have decided to wait to release that information. Speaking of identities, though, we now know the identity of the second person involved in a deadly wrong-way crash happened on I-10 last week. Mobile police confirmed that 27-year-old Sean Wright of Daphne, he was the other driver involved in that deadly wreck. Next of kin has been notified, and that is why they are allowing us to mention his name. The crash happened last week in the early morning hours of January 7th on eastbound I-10. That is where officers discovered a vehicle had been traveling westbound in the eastbound lanes. The vehicle traveling the wrong way then hit the second vehicle head-on, causing both vehicles to catch fire. As a result of that crash and fire, both drivers died at the scene. The second driver has already been identified as 24-year-old Katrell Jones. She was from Molino, Florida. The investigation, though, continues at this hour. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
So he was on the phone.
You're back to Bentley.
He's on the phone checking in with somebody.
My personal favorite picture from Jeff yesterday. It looks like maybe after the proceedings and Governor Bentley's off to the side talking with someone. No one else in the picture. And Jeff took the picture and it looked like Bentley was staring beads through him from about 50 yards away. He could see him perfectly.
I see you, Jeff. Oh, I see you looking. Wait till I get the cool sculpting on you. You're going to be in trouble.
All right, 612. We'll be right back.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintroat and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The government shutdown is putting the brakes on a local brewery's plans to introduce a new beer. The federal government checks every beer label in the country. One of Serta Brewing's newest brews wasn't checked before the shutdown started, so it can't be sold for now.
We're not going to be fulfilling some of our promises to have this beer in the market by now.
Happening tonight, a vigil will be held in Theodore for two missing fishermen. Floyd Nelson and David Stegman set out for a fishing trip 1 week ago but never returned. The fisherman's boat was recovered Thursday. That vigil begins at 6 at the CNS Live Bait and Tackle Shop on Deer River Road. An alleged drunk driver accused of killing two people, including a teenager in Northwest Florida, is back in jail this morning after having his bond revoked. According to authorities, 24-year-old Hunter Black was driving drunk when he hit 15-year-old Sean Banks and 22-year-old Antoinette McCoy head-on. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Quarter after six on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Norwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Kyler Murray announced via Twitter on Monday that he will enter the 2019 NFL Draft, which still gives him the option to play NFL football or change his mind and play professional baseball in the Oakland Athletics organization. Murray made the announcement a day after he met with Athletics President Billy Beane and others as they hope to keep the former Oklahoma quarterback with the A's. But ESPN's Adam Schefter tweeted that Murray can still play baseball but is, quote, determined to play football. The 21-year-old won this year's Heisman Trophy after racking up 4,361 passing yards, 42 passing touchdowns, with only 7 interceptions. He also rushed for 1,001 yards and 12 more scores. The A's selected Murray with the number 9 overall pick in the 2018 MLB draft, and the two agreed to a deal that paid him a $4.66 million signing bonus. Part of the deal included the A's giving Murray their blessing to play one season as Oklahoma's starting quarterback. But given the success he enjoyed at Oklahoma in 2018, Murray could be in line to be a first-round pick and possibly the first quarterback taken in the 2019 draft. Today, the University of South Alabama is expected to make an announcement regarding the planned on-campus stadium. Yesterday, the school's official Twitter account said that USA's Facebook page will be live-streaming a special announcement about Jaguar football and the university's on-campus football stadium today at 10 a.m. AL.com's Craig Stevenson tweeted that the school's Board of Trustees will hold a special meeting in the football fieldhouse this morning and that the only item on the agenda is a roll call vote to, quote, approve the on-campus stadium. The college basketball AP Top 25 polls released yesterday. Numbers 1 through 10 remained the same this week, with Duke, Michigan, Tennessee, and Virginia all still sitting at number 1 through 4 in the rankings. Kentucky moved up from number 18 to number 12. After losing to Ole Miss and beating Georgia, Auburn dropped two spots to number 14. Ole Miss already has one more win than they did the entire last season, and they're also undefeated in SEC play, so they jumped all the way to number 18 after being unranked. And wrapping up the SEC, Mississippi State took a huge step back from number 14 to number 24. And although the top 10 in the poll were unchanged this week, it won't be that way for long. Last night, Jim Boeheim and the Syracuse Orange upset the top-ranked Duke Blue Devils in overtime 95-91. Here's Duke coach Mike Krzyzewski after the loss.
We put ourselves in a position to win, and we weren't able to do it.
It was Duke's first home loss as the number one team since 2006. In the NBA, news came in yesterday that a thumb injury would sideline Houston Rockets center Clint Capella for 4 to 6 weeks, leaving Houston without three starters. MVP candidate James Harden responded by scoring a season-high 57 points last night, carrying the Rockets to a 112-94 home win over the Memphis Grizzlies.
He's had 31. There's a steal by Harden, and he's going to have 34.
It was Harden's 17th straight game scoring 30 or more points. In other games, Anthony Davis scored 46 with 16 rebounds, and the New Orleans Pelicans beat the LA Clippers 121-117, and Brooklyn beat Boston 109-102, handing the Celtics their third straight loss. 6:18 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Norwig. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect cloudy skies this morning, then becoming partly cloudy this afternoon with temperatures in the lower 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-30s, and then tomorrow, sunny and warmer, with afternoon temperatures in the lower 60s. Visit meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
How does loss of compressed air impact your business? Lost production, costly rental units, customers waiting in the lobby? Why risk it? Unless you lose power, you should never lose compressed air. Mobile Mechanical Services can evaluate your system and show you how to prevent costly downtime. Let Mobile Mechanical Services help you increase your production and eliminate the unnecessary expenses associated with compressed air system failures. Call Mobile Mechanical Service, 653-6948.
Right now, it's a great time for anybody ready to get some real work done in Alabama. Whether you're somebody who needs to hire, somebody who wants to get hired, or a student who wants to know how to prepare to get hired, there's a new unified force for your success and a brighter future. It's time to get to work, Alabama. Alabama works.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the ADA, and this station. Visit alabamaworks.com.
Good morning for the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery. Traffic center, accident-free conditions, a chilly start again. Go outside and start the car and get the heater going before you head out. So far for the 1065 split, looks good from 90 Rangeline, Theodore Dawes Road out towards Tillman's Corner, and no problems across the Bayway and the Causeway. Are you starting in the new year on a wellness plan? How about eliminating some post-holiday stress by visiting the newly renovated spa at the Grand Hotel in Point Clear? A 20,000-square-foot European spa, fitness center, and ladies and men's quiet rooms. See them at grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
621 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. Glad to have you along. Sean, Kelly, Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. Hey, Dalton, I was looking at the sports story came up, something about a coin toss, an Australian kid or something like that. But it got me thinking, you know, we're always, it'll be this time of year, after basketball ends, that they're always looking for the additional sports to put on. Now, people that might
filler.
Be, yes, people that might be a little bit, you're senior, and I'm not going to say, I mean, Kelly is 19, but for those of us that may be a little bit older, remember ESPN when they didn't have things to fill in all the time, and they would have the world's strongest man competition.
I used to love those.
Remember, they would, and there'd always be some dude from Norway.
Pulling a truck with their teeth.
right. And here's a competition. You're picking up, we're going to have a big concrete, you know, support beam, and you got to throw it. I mean, those were the competition.
Hey, that was an actual sport compared to what they put on now. Each year, there's a holiday, and I can't remember what day it is, a self-invented holiday, like Hallmark has been known to do, but it's when they celebrate ESPN, the Ocho, and they put on the most insane sports there are.
Okay.
But I also think they air some sports throughout the rest of the year, and I saw a screen grab yesterday from ESPN.com or ESPN Plus with the pizza tossing championships. On ESPN.
So it is still alive. Now that they've balkanized their networks and have a bunch of different platforms, they can still find ways to put silly filler. Because I saw that story. It was about a coin toss. What about a coin tossing league? I mean, you have a judge come in, you have the players come in. You know, here's Johnny Sullivan. He's 8 out of 10 in the last, matchups he's had. He's always picking heads or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they go in there and they have a ref and they pick the head and they flip the coin and that's the sport.
Yeah, his opponent has the boxing robe that he comes in, says tails never fails on the back.
They got it tattooed on his chest.
Right.
Pulls his shirt off. For I'm just thinking, is ESPN looking for those pizza tossing world's strongest man competitions?
Cornhole.
Cornhole. Maybe coin flipping.
I love it. I think that'd be great.
But I think that's how curling really took off.
That's right.
Introducing in the late night hours, the infomercial.
Those
hours.
Of y'all that are young did not experience. Well, I guess you can experience it now with the other networks. But it used to be, honest to goodness, when it was not in the prime of sports season, ESPN would find anything that. And I'm doing air quotes here. Unfortunately, like Governor Ivey did yesterday, doing air quotes here on sport. But you know, they would find. Sports to put on overnight and whatever they pizza tossing.
Don't you think it's mesmerizing though to watch the ping pong champions go at it?
I love it.
I will have to completely agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
When you watch real ping pong, like competitive ping pong, it makes me go. Even the best person that I used to know growing up that used to just smoke all of us, I was like, he's a chump compared to these people. They're like.
You know they're good when the very next time you try to play, you try that one move,
and they, you end up down the ER.
They can spin that thing.
So this these are the other sports that may air. I was just suggesting maybe coin tossing as its
here's
own sport.
A text. We need mullet toss on ESPN. Come on.
They don't show that?
Not on ESPN.
Somebody get on the
ESPN
phone.
ESPNW.
Must be.
Get on the phone up to Connecticut. Get up to ESPN. That would be. Yeah, put the mullet toss on to cover some overnight. That's a good idea. Nice suggestion. Mm-hmm. All right, time for headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Okay, I was just going to add, do they have grocery shopping racing, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Remember those shows? Those
Game Show Network. Yeah.
Yes, but I wanted a different spin on it, but that's a whole other conversation. Okay. Let's get you to your headlines. It is day 25 of the partial government shutdown. And it may be impacting President Trump's approval rating. So you'll recall on Monday, we shared the results with you involving the morning consult poll numbers of Alabama Senators Doug Jones and Richard Shelby. Well, today, Rasmussen has released their numbers, and it shows Mr. Trump's approval rating among likely voters at 43%. That's the lowest mark in the poll since January of 2018, when 42% said that, yes, they approved of the job that President Trump was doing. The most recent poll shows 55% of respondents disapproved of the job that the president's doing, including 46% who strongly disapprove of Trump. 43% approve of the job, though, that the president is doing, and 32% strongly approve. Now, this poll comes as the partial government shutdown seriously just drags on because of all the back and forth arguing over the wall at the U.S.-Mexico border. The president is asking Congress for $5.5 billion to build that wall. It's something the Democrats said that they just won't approve. This, as many as 800,000 federal employees are still not being paid during this government shutdown, and that includes 380,000 on furlough and another 420,000 who are on the job but not getting paid. One of our friends, he's an air traffic controller, and he was talking about how it's really sinking. It really is. And when you combine that with, depending on the state in which you work in, if it's bad weather that you're having to deal with, I mean, how do you get people to do those jobs and knowing that they're not getting paid? So we do have that poll still on our website, FMTalk1065. Please let us know what you think. When do you think this government shutdown will end? Here are your choices. Within a week, by the end of January, in 1 to 3 months, in 3 to 6 months, it won't reopen by the end of 2019, or the government will never reopen.
Never reopen, right.
Jeez, people who picked that one, whoa. And real quickly, a simple traffic stop in Gulf Shores lands a Louisiana couple behind bars after 48 grams of methamphetamines were discovered in that vehicle on Saturday. 34-year-old Christina Elizabeth Stevens and 38-year-old Robert Bradley Sykes were both booked into the Baldwin County Jail and have been charged with drug trafficking, possession of drug paraphernalia, and possession of a controlled substance. The arrests were thanks to a tip after a person reported seeing a suspicious vehicle at the Clark's convenience store on County Road 4. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 627 FM Talk 1065. On the way, speaking of the shutdown, see that story how the shutdown affecting Serta's Brewing as they're not able to roll out one of their beers because, get this, y'all, I think this might be one of the takeaways from the story. There's a federal government agency that approves the label on your beer. Not what's in the beer, not FDA.
Who knew?
The label. There's a label department of the U.S. government. We'll talk about that coming up. Y'all stay close.
I'm Jessica Deloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Officials will break ground on a new school in Baldwin County this morning. Bell Forest Elementary School will bring some relief to Daphne's rapidly growing student population. Then this afternoon, officials will break ground on an addition for Fairhope Intermediate School. The city of Mobile is expected to approve $4 million in incentives for Airbus today. The Mobile County Commission did the same on Monday. The $8 million will be used to help build the aircraft manufacturer's newest assembly line in the port city. As part of the deal, Airbus must hire 432 new employees. Authorities are investigating the death of a woman in Northwest Florida. The body of 44-year-old Vonda Brown was discovered around 2 o'clock Monday morning inside her boyfriend's apartment in Fort Walton Beach. 59-year-old Khalil Rashad was taken into custody, charged with possession of a firearm by a felon. Brown's ex-husband also lives at the complex.
Even though me and her were divorced, we know we still were best friends.
For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Cataloni.
At Hardee's, we love to surprise people. Not like getting summoned to jury duty or mistaking your backpack for a parachute. Our surprises are good. Like adding our delicious loaded omelet biscuit to our 2 for $4 mix and match deal. Choose between our loaded omelet biscuit, our tasty Frisco breakfast sandwich, our bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, or our savory sausage and egg biscuit. Get any 2 for $4. It's the best kind of surprise. I mean, it's no pulling into a paid parking meter, but it's a close second.
Hardee's because it tastes better.
Offer available for a limited time during regular breakfast hours at participating Hardee's restaurants. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-526-7406 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-526-7406. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-526-7406. That's 800-526-7406.
The National Alliance on Mental Illness, NAMI Mobile, will host their next family-to-family program beginning on Thursday, March 7th. This education program is a free 12-week course for families and friends of individuals with brain disorders called serious mental illness. Trained family members who have lived with the experience teach the course. Course materials are furnished at no cost. For more information or to sign up, call 251-461-3450.
All eyes in Washington will be on the Senate Judiciary Committee this morning as Attorney General nominee William Barr takes a seat for the first day of his confirmation hearings. The Russia probe expected to be a major topic. Following the Washington Post report that President Trump has kept details of his private talks with Russia's Vladimir Putin away from even his top staff members, Democratic lawmakers are discussing issuing a subpoena for the notes taken by the president's interpreter, New York Democratic Congressman Elliot Engel.
The subpoena is always there as a tool that we can use, and I like to tell people that it is absolutely our right according to the Constitution, and we feel it's something that that we should be doing and should let the American people know what's going on.
Justice Department figures released this morning show the Environmental Protection Agency has hit a 30-year low in the number of pollution cases referred for criminal prosecution. On Wall Street, stock futures dropped into negative territory after J.P. Morgan shares fell on a poor earnings report. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. FedEx's ground delivery unit has agreed to pay New York City and state $35 million to settle three lawsuits that allege the company knowingly transported hundreds of thousands of untaxed cigarettes. The lawsuits had accused FedEx of illegally delivering cigarettes throughout New York City and state over a decade. The settlement must be approved by a judge. New statistics indicate President Trump's Cuba policy is driving hundreds of millions of dollars from the island's private entrepreneurs to its military-controlled tourism sector, the opposite of its supposed goal. Trump announced in June 2017 he was tightening limits on U.S. travel to Cuba in order to starve military-linked travel businesses and funnel money directly to the Cuban people. At the same time, he allowed U.S. cruise lines to continue to take passengers to Cuba, where they pay millions to disembark at military-run docks and make quick trips onshore that steer travelers to state-run destinations. On Wall Street, futures are higher. And that's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher. Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
635 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
So if people are saying, it's like it never warmed up yesterday, your answer to that is?
Well, the cloud cover. We had low clouds that stayed all across our area. In fact, much of the south, Mississippi, Alabama, northwest Florida, had cloud cover all day and just didn't break up. Had we had a little bit of sunshine, we would have seen highs in the low to mid-50s. But with the clouds staying around, the high was only 45 degrees yesterday. The low was 41, so it didn't change much all day. In fact, the low temperature was normal. The high temperature was 16 degrees below normal.
Wow.
Well, the clouds are still around this morning, and hopefully we'll see them break up this afternoon or possibly late this morning. And we'll get a little bit of sunshine, which will warm us up to about 52 to 53 degrees for today. And that, of course, is well below normal. Now, tonight, with clearing skies, looks like we'll get down into the 30s, around 35 degrees for tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow, we'll begin a warm-up with sunny skies up to about 62 degrees for tomorrow afternoon. After that, we start to get moisture coming in from the Gulf. So on Thursday, mostly cloudy. Occasional showers and up around 65 degrees. On Friday, again, mostly cloudy and with a chance of a few showers, and we'll be approaching 70 degrees on Friday. As for the weekend, be very interesting. On Saturday, very good chance for showers, maybe even a thunderstorm or two. We'll be up around 70 degrees as a strong cold front approaches. That cold front will come in Saturday night, and you'll know it. Because temperatures will fall rapidly and the wind will pick up out of the north, and we're going to see the coldest weather so far this season. Now, Saturday, we'll be up around 70, and then Sunday, we'll be pressed to get up around 50 degrees and could very well stay in the upper 40s on Sunday. But the wind out of the north, very gusty, it'll feel a lot colder than that. Sunday night, into the 20s. And lows Sunday night in the mid and upper 20s.
Whoa.
And then Monday will be a sunny day, but a high only around 47 to 48 degrees. So we've got some cold weather coming in for the second half of the weekend.
Okay, so if we're looking at the extended forecast, when we got to cover up plants, drip pipes, all that kind of stuff, that's going to be Sunday night into Monday?
That's right. Temperatures will still be mild through Saturday. The front will come in, will cool down on Sunday, rather windy, and you'll know that you got to do something quick, and that is cover the plants, because we will get into the 20s Sunday night and also Monday night.
Yeah, that's the that's the first of this winter, right? I mean, we haven't gotten into the 20s yet.
No, we haven't. The low so far, I believe, is 31 degrees so far for an official reading at the airport. So we're going to see a real touch of winter coming in.
All right, Dr. Bill, and a quick reminder too, if people have yet to pick up yet to pick up their 2019 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, where do they get a copy?
Well, we can you can stop by West Marine here in Mobile, and Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, Classic Cars over on Cottage Hill Road, Robert Ward Christmas Town have copies. On the Eastern Shore at Old Time Garden Supply and Billy Langford Allstate, both of those are in Fairhope. Autocraft Collision Centers in Baldwin County and Robertsdale Power Equipment.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, exclusively with your forecast here at FM Talk 106.5. And y'all know why we're getting that big cold outbreak coming up on... I mean, you'd probably say it's because of weather patterns and it's winter and things like that. It's the fact that I had trimmed the azaleas back, and because of the warmer weather we've had, they put on all the new growth, because y'all know that's where the blooms come from. That's my Bloom's voice.
Nice.
And so all the little, the little lime green leaves, the little spring leaves have come out on the azaleas. They're all over. Like, I'm going to have a magnum crop of, and they're about to get smoked because I am not covering azaleas. Mm-hmm. They're going to have to deal with it on their own. So if you're planning ahead, if you're a real planner, that is Sunday night into Monday, the coldest temperatures of the winter so far in the 20s, definite freeze for the city. So be ready for that. All right, we'll check traffic with Kane coming up next.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. No wrecks. It's a good ride from Airport Dolphin to Moffitt and 65. Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland. No delays on the interstate and a good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. Fairhope, Daphne, Spanish Fort, no delays. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2019 Toyota Tundra with up to $6,200 in savings. Model 8377. See their inventory at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 640 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings 40 at our studio now. Randy checking in on the text line. Randy, one of us, living way north up in Indiana, and he's kind of comparing things weather-wise back home, and there was my lament of the first 20-degree temperatures of the year coming. Not lament. I actually like it. If it wasn't for the azaleas, I like a cold winter. I think it's a good thing. But he said, this coming Sunday is calling for 15 inches of snow on Saturday. And it's negative 11 on Sunday night there. Yeah. So, yeah, everything is.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's all about perspective.
Randy, got to get home now. folks at CSpire are talking about the South as well. The CSpire tech movement taking over the region because the Southeast and Mid-South can't compete for the technology jobs of the future without the proper resources or training. So CSpire is investing in the education, infrastructure, and people to make the Southeast and Mid-South number one in technology. Only 10% of our high schools teach AP computer science. So CSpire is teaming up with schools and public partners to give teachers the training and resources they need to teach it in their classrooms. They also set up coding programs and competitions to give students the opportunity to pursue careers they never thought possible. And because high-speed internet and technology is a foundation for economic development, CSpire's on a mission to deliver managed information technology services to more businesses in our region. The future's out there, and the CSpire Tech Movement is leading the way. Join that movement at cspire.com/tech movement. 642, time for headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, John. Good morning, everyone. The bench trial is now underway for a man accused of killing his pregnant girlfriend 3 years ago because he says, quote, of the God in him. Investigators say Kilwana Bruno was 3 months pregnant when she was shot 5 times in 2015. Nicholas Jones is charged with 2 counts of capital murder in her death. Police say that during his interview, Jones told them that, quote, the God in him made him do it, and voices guided him to take his pregnant girlfriend's life. Now, 2 years ago, Jones's attorneys entered a not guilty plea by reason of mental disease or defect. If found guilty, he faces either life in prison or the death penalty. Get this, 2 co-workers working for the city of Moss Point, of course, Mississippi, they were doing more than their job. They are accused of helping themselves to cash payments from customers who were paying their water fines. The now 2 former city employees were indicted on Friday, arrested on a single count of embezzlement. The state auditor, Shad White, says that 38-year-old Lakeisha Benton and 40-year-old Kenya Bowens had quite the plan. Here's how it worked. The 2 would collect cash payments from people who were paying their water bill fines. They would then void the receipts. Then they'd meet up a little bit later to split the money. An alert supervisor noticed the high number of voided transactions, and the indictment alleges the embezzlement took place during portions of 2015 and 2016. Bowens is accused of stealing $11,840. 38-year-old Benton is accused of stealing $1,913. Clearly, they didn't split the pot.
somebody pulled a little fast one on the other one.
Right. She's going to turn on her. I'm just calling it like,
yeah,
I see
state's
it.
State's evidence, yeah.
Right. So again, the state auditor, He's demanding that Bowens pay $26,350 and Benton pay $4,219. Why the difference of price? Well, that would cover losses plus interest and investigation costs. If either does not pay within 30 days, then a civil lawsuit will be filed against them. Both women were covered by $50,000 surety bonds, which means the insurer could pay back the lost money. Each woman, though, faces up to 20 years in prison and up to $5,000 in fines if convicted. Lesson in this one, don't pay cash for your bills. If you don't have a checking account, go get a MoneyGram or some sort of cashier's check, certified check, so that you can protect yourself from people like these people. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
The undynamic duo.
Right. You know what's going to happen? She's going to say, how did you get $11,000 and I only got $1,000?
Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. It's management fees.
Well, there is a two-year age difference. Maybe that was the issue.
That's right. That's right. Thank you, Kelly. 645 FM Talk 106.5. We're talking about the shutdown here, day 25, the longest shutdown in recent or modern history. Somebody corrected the other day, said there was one back in some modern U.S. history, longest government shutdown. And how's it affecting us here at home? There's lots of stories about how it affects people all across the fruited plain. A story from our news partners at WKRG says Vice President and Director of Brewing Operations at Serta Brewing, Todd Hicks, said, in order for us to serve our beer and sell into the market, we have to have this label for a clear prop porter approved. Brewery is trying to get their new brew out. They can't serve their latest batch because the federal government checks every beer label in the country, Hicks said, to make sure there's no duplicity or obscenity or anything on the label. But with the shutdown, Hicks said, they can still collect the taxes on the beer, but they can't approve the sticker. Hicks said he was really excited about introducing the new brew. Said it's frustrating that we really intended to hit the spring with our fourth core beer out in the market, but we're probably going to be delayed, and that is quite frustrating. His frustrations are mounting, especially with no idea how much longer the shutdown could last. Hicks said it would be another revenue stream coming in for us. The significance of it is we're not going to be fulfilling some of the promises to have this beer in the market by now, end quote. There is good news, though. The government approved one brew just before the doors closed. Hicks said, we did get this awesome beer, Jubilator, which is our next seasonal coming out by the end of the month, end quote. Hicks said the porter will be available on draft until the label issue gets resolved. Let me add in here, go from the news side to the commentary side and just point out, yes, we have a system where the federal government, they can still collect the taxes. They're collecting taxes now, but they are in the business of approving what is on the label. Okay. The label. Now, here's what happens. You move into, if you sell alcohol, you move into a world of extra regulation. And if they want to regulate what's in the bottle, I understand that. You have to make sure that it's, the alcohol content is what they say it's going to be, that it doesn't have anything in there that's going to harm people. You put the stuff on the label to make sure if somebody's allergic to something, they don't have it. I get all that. The label? Federal government and the label. Dalton, you brought up off air, you know, what if it was close to a label, like this duplicity thing? Mm-hmm. Like if it was close to somebody else's label?
Oh, yeah.
That's what lawyers are for, right? You would sue.
Yeah, copyright and lawyers. Trademarks. And but also, I wonder if their argument would be for the kids, Sean. It's for always, the kids to make sure the kids don't think they're drinking juice.
It's always for the kids. It's beer. They say, well, no obscenity on the label. It's beer.
Right.
The market will decide. If it's an obscene label, you know what? Vendors will not have it in their stores. Mm-hmm. They will not show it in their stores. The fact that it just points out here during the shutdown, maybe some of the places that we should trim government, and government being in the decision of what artwork and what you can say on your beer label, not what's in it, not the health standards of it, or lack thereof, but the labeling being under the province of the federal government, I think should at least be called into question.
I think what's going to happen with the shutdown, you're going to realize how much the government is involved with so many different levels of what we do every single day. Mm-hmm. I mean, you think about from a food inspection standpoint. I mean,
and that one makes sense. That one makes sense that you have somebody to decide if the food is healthy that's on the out there.
Oh,
because
that
could really
hurt
you.
I'm talking about from an appreciation standpoint, right, of the people. Well, you don't realize how much, you know, the government is doing on our behalf until it's taken away. And then, because it's hard to not get mad and then just get even more mad think about how much the government is involved in what it is we do every day. I mean, food inspection, that's a big deal.
On the other side of the seesaw, though,
correct,
you've got somebody like me that is going to see a lot of things during the shutdown. They go, you know what? They don't need to come back and do that. Mm-hmm. There are some functions of government that are going to be missed by people, and we need to have happen. Mm-hmm. And maybe at the same time, we're going to point out some things that may be one step too many out there. So we'll talk about this coming up after 8 o'clock. But yeah, the label on the... they can't release the beer because the government can't give the go-ahead for what the drawings are.
But they can get the money.
Yeah, they can get the money. Of course they get the money. $6.50, we're coming right back.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new CSpire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new CSpire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire. Customer inspired.
MedSouth and Foley has been improving patient lives through a variety of healthcare services for over 30 years. They are well equipped to help with all your medical equipment needs and accept most major insurances, including Medicare. MedSouth carries a large selection of CPAP machines and supplies, nebulizers and oxygen, even power wheelchairs. Back pain? Back bracing is their specialty. Better living starts with a visit to MedSouth on McKenzie Street in Foley. MedSouth, providing quality care for their patients and community every day.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The government shutdown is putting the brakes on a local brewery's plans to introduce a new beer. The federal government checks every beer label in the country. One of Serta Brewing's newest brews wasn't checked before the shutdown started, so it can't be sold for now.
We're not going to be fulfilling some of our promises to have this beer in the market by now.
Happening tonight, a vigil will be held in Theodore for two missing fishermen. Floyd Nelson and David Stegman set out for a fishing trip 1 week ago but never returned. The fisherman's boat was recovered Thursday. That vigil begins at 6 at the CNS Live Bait and Tackle Shop on Deer River Road. An alleged drunk driver accused of killing two people, including a teenager in Northwest Florida, is back in jail this morning after having his bond revoked. According to authorities, 24-year-old Hunter Black was driving drunk when he hit 15-year-old Sean Banks and 22-year-old Antoinette McCoy head-on. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at fmtalk1065.com.
6:52 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Kyler Murray announced via Twitter on Monday that he'll enter the 2019 NFL Draft. That still gives him the option to play NFL football or change his mind and play professional baseball in the Oakland Athletics organization. ESPN's Adam Schefter tweeted the news yesterday after Murray made it official on his page, but Schefter added that Murray is, quote, determined to play football. The A's selected Murray with the number 9 overall pick in the 2018 MLB draft, and the two agreed to a deal that paid him $4.66 million in a signing bonus. They also gave Murray their blessing to play one season as Oklahoma's starting quarterback. Today, the University of South Alabama is expected to make an announcement regarding the planned on-campus stadium. Yesterday, the school's official Twitter account said that USA's Facebook page will be live streaming a special announcement about Jaguar football in the university's on-campus football stadium today at 10 a.m. AL.com's Craig Stevenson tweeted that the school's board of trustees held a special meeting in the football fieldhouse and that the only item on the agenda, a roll call vote to approve the on-campus stadium. Last night, Jim Boeheim and the Syracuse Orange upset the top-ranked Duke Blue Devils in overtime, 95-91. It was Duke's first home loss as the number one team since 2006. And in the NBA, news came in yesterday that a thumb injury would sideline Houston Rockets center Clint Capella for 4 to 6 weeks and leave Houston without three starters. MVP candidate James Harden responded by scoring a season-high 57 points, carrying the Rockets to a 112-94 home win over the Memphis Grizzlies. 6:53, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
All right, we can talk about it next hour as well, but what is the Boeheim controversy?
Well, there was a wet spot on his slacks last night following the game that many cameras caught an image of the wet spot on his slacks, and let's just say it was not in a good spot on the slacks for Jim Boeheim.
All right, an in-depth discussion of that maybe coming up later in the show. We'll be right back.
In the
the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the StoneArmsInc.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers not working any accidents. Nice across the Bayway. Again, if you're traveling for the 1065 split, out towards Tillman's Corner, Highway 90, Range Line, Theodore Dawes Road, no delays, no accidents in the roadways. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area. They came and did my house with a brand-new roof, and with insurance assistance, I didn't pay a dime. They can help you. See them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect cloudy skies this morning, then becoming partly cloudy this afternoon with temperatures in the lower 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-30s, and then tomorrow, sunny and warmer with afternoon temperatures in the lower 60s. Visit meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreekAtmore.com for complete rules.
656 FM Talk 106.5, and now Kelly Finley with headlines.
Thank you, Sean. Authorities in Florida say three young children playing outside climbed into an unplugged chest freezer and died when they could not get out. These children, ages 1, 4, and 6, could not be revived when they were found at a home in Live Oak. That's in northern Florida. Officials say the children lived at the home with their mothers, who were roommates. Two of the children were siblings. Sheriff's office said via a Facebook post that one of the women went inside the restroom when she couldn't find the children. When she came out of the restroom, that's when they realized what happened. The women searched the property, found the children in the freezer. Foul play is not suspected. So tears turn to cheers as New Orleans police say a 10-year-old little boy, no, he was not kidnapped on Sunday. He was just playing a prank on his family. According to investigators, the child's mother called police when she couldn't find her son. She called his cell phone. She didn't get an answer. Mom says then she received a text message from this child's phone that said he had been kidnapped. This is every parent's worst nightmare. Police later found the child at a local Walmart. Officers say that he claimed to be playing a game that calls for children to go missing or hide from their families. I tell you this story so you understand the newest game on the block. Remember I said tears to cheers? I bet they're going to go back to tears for this young man. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Well said, Mama. Well said. Hour number 2 of Mobile Mornings on the way next. Y'all stay close. News 5 is next.